Track 13, and now we come to sport. Newton Abbott Spurs and Bovey Tracy AFC were amongst the local teams involved in the Walter C. Parson League Cup on Saturday, October the 12th. Spurs won 3-1 at the Rec against South West Peninsula Premier West outfit Millbrook AFC, thanks to a brace from substitute Tate Breslin-Agri. Bovey, meanwhile, travelled to Great Torrington to face Torridgeside AFC, losing 2-0. Josh Parsons and George Chaplin scored the goals to book a spot for their team in the next round, being drawn against Liscard Athletic. Tynmouth AFC weren't in action, and their fixture is the final one to be played, with the winner of them and Bodmin Town set to host Okehampton Argyle in early January. In the South Devon Football League, Newton Abbott 66 have moved 3 points clear at the top of the division that is starting to look like a very open competition. Six teams are in the mix as we head towards a third of the season played. A 2-0 win against Totnes and Dartington, thanks to goals from Joe Clark Farley and Tom Barrett, sealed the win for the league leaders. The result, which provided the cushion for 66, was at Buckfastleigh Rangers, where the home team struck 4 times against Walden Athletic team, yet to drop any points this term. The final score was 4-1. Ilsington Villa have moved predictably into third place with a hard-fought 5-2 win at Chudleigh Athletic. There were 2 big games at the bottom of the Torbay Clearance Premier Division. Finally, King Stainton picked up their first points of the season with a fine 3-0 win versus Paignton Saints. And in Division 1, Buckland Athletics second struck 7 unanswered goals away at Biddeford Seconds. Bovey Tracy, second 11, beat Elmire Seconds 6-3 at home. And Newton Abbott Spurs third edged out Limpston 3-2 away from home. And finally, on the football front, in the Western Football League, Brislington Football Club 1, Buckland Athletic 3. And now it's on to rugby. Newton Abbott slipped into the bottom two in the South West Division 2 when they lost 43-18 at Truro. Truro were second from bottom going into round 5, but have moved 4 points and 3 places ahead of Newton Abbott. New Cross held on for a 2-point win away at Okehampton's second 15 in the Devon 2 North East. The King Stainton side overturned a 12-7 half-time deficit to go 21-12 up early in the second half. Totnes arrived at Tynmouth with just 9 players, but in the true spirit of women's rugby, a tennis side game was discussed and sorted. The final score was Tynmouth women 29 and Totnes 32. Tynmouth men lost twice away at Tiverton at the end of last season, so were keen for retribution on their travels, but to no avail. The final score was Tiverton 40, Tynmouth men's first 15, 12. And now we come to hockey. Ashmore women's team faced Dart 4's development team last weekend, looking to maintain their 100% record at the start of their Petroc 2 season. Ella Reid kept another clean sheet with some top-tier goalkeeping and the game finishing 4-0 to make it 3 wins in a row for Ashmore. After the previous weekend's game had been abandoned for the men's first 11 due to a waterlogged pitch, as well as the following night's training, Ashmore were probably not as prepared as they would like to have been for their trip to Fareham. They were beaten 4-0 by Fareham. And finally, something a little bit different, equestrianism. Tabitha Cook, a Year 8 student from Teen School, has represented the school in the National Schools Equestrian Association show jumping at Picton Arena this month. It was the first time Tabitha and her new pony, Morley, had competed together, and they had just 4 foals to finish in 16th place. She's only had him for 3 weeks, and they are really looking forward to getting to know each other more over the winter and gaining more competition experience. And that's the sport for this week.